This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by the Before It Happened podcast series. From transportation and AI to just anything you can put in your home, office, or pocket, you'll hear from the innovators themselves as they tell their stories of how they brought those visions to life. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Jennifer D. Collins, the president and CEO of JDC Events, an award-winning event design company based in the Washington, D.C. area that produces engagement-driven live, hybrid, and virtual events for corporate and federal government clients. Sounds real interesting. And Jennifer, thanks so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
And of course, we're certainly pleased that you joined us here today. Looking forward to hearing the latest. So if you would, tell us about your latest signature event, Equipped. Get into that.
Sure. I'd be happy to. Equipped was started as a response to the pandemic. At JDC Events, we had been managing select events on behalf of first responders, so we knew this community. And we saw over the past year how much pressure and strain they were under as a result of whether it was the social unrest, the pandemic, of course, and just the regular stresses they already experienced on their jobs. So we wanted to find a way to help them. So our solution was Equipped, which is launching as a virtual event taking place on November 9th. That will feature the latest strategies, best practices, and innovations to support them and inspire them, as well as to build resiliency.
It certainly sounds like an event to tap into for sure there on November the 9th. Now, what makes this event different from other events targeting first responders?
Well, many of the events for first responders focus on one particular service sector. So, for instance, there are separate events for law enforcement, firefighters, et cetera. However, Equipped will target all first responders, so firefighters, law enforcement, EMS, and dispatchers. We know that there is cross-training potential, so we want to make sure to leverage that. What's also unique is that the event is for both leadership and frontline rank and file personnel. You often see events that are geared toward the leadership, but we want to make sure to expand that. And we will also have opportunities for participants to come together and share with one another during the event.
Yeah, and that's always a bonus right there to have that opportunity to do that. Now, tell us, what are some of the topical areas that they will learn about at the event?
Well, we are focusing on three critical areas, including health and wellness, community, and tactics and training. So in those categories, we'll discuss such topics as 21st century fire service leadership, community building as a crime prevention strategy, self-defense for EMS, strategic 911 dispatching, among many other topics. It's more so of a holistic look as to how we can truly pour into the firefighter and provide them with those resources and those suggestions and tactics and training to help them do what they do and to make sure to keep them safe in the process.
Well, certainly appreciate your joining us here today to get us up to speed on this event coming up November the 9th. Now, this episode of Enterprise Radio is being brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Before any world-changing innovation, there was a moment, an event, a realization that sparked the idea. The Before It Happened podcast series is a show about that idea. Each week, host Donald Laughlin takes a deep dive into a singular light bulb moment that inspired the visionaries to push forward and change our lives. To listen in or to subscribe, visit beforeithappened.com. Again, that is beforeithappened.com. Today, we're joined by Jennifer D. Collins, the president and CEO of JDC Events, an award-winning event design company based in the Washington, D.C. area that produces engagement-driven live, hybrid, and virtual events for corporate and federal government clients. And she's joined us once again here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Jennifer, a question for you. Will the November the 9th event be the only one, or are there other events to consider in the future or in the works that you'd like to make us aware of?
Yes, absolutely. This event is the launch pad for community building throughout the year. So we'll develop such content as topical blogs, interviews with subject matter experts, one-on-one sourcing events, webinars, and other educational programming. We'll then host in-person regional events toward the end of next year that will bring together sort of like a culmination of all of the learnings and the teachings that they are able to experience throughout the year will be brought in person. And so this is not something that is just a one and done. This is something that will continue to happen throughout each year, building upon the community so that all of the first responders will continue to be able to benefit from the latest strategies and tools and ways that they can continue to excel on their jobs.
Well, I'm sure you've piqued the interest of the audience on this event coming up. How can listeners plan to attend the event coming up November the 9th?
They can visit our company website at www.jdc-events.com. And at the top of the page, there's a link called Equipped that they can visit.
Well, you've certainly made that easy and convenient, and thanks for that. And we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast to make that convenient as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to mention as we conclude today?
Yes, I would love to say or to let people know to never discount the importance of an event to spark change in someone else's life. I've experienced this with so many of the events we've produced at JDC Events, and I anticipate Equipped will do the same. So I encourage people to think about how they can use an event to support those issues that are important to them. And most importantly, that can help someone else in the process.
Well, I'd say that's about as great a place to conclude here today. Jennifer, all the best. Have a great event on November the 9th. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it was indeed my pleasure. Thank you so much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Again, folks, we've been speaking with Jennifer D. Collins, the president and CEO of JDC Events, an award-winning event design company based in the Washington, D.C. area that produces engagement-driven live, hybrid, and virtual events for corporate and federal government clients. And for all the details and for details on the event on November the 9th, visit jdc-events.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.
This episode of Enterprise Radio was brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Nearly 20 years ago, Donna Laughlin launched a public relations firm with the sole purpose of helping visionaries tell their story to the world. Now, two decades later, she's sharing those stories and more with you. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com. Again, that is beforeithappened.com.